Welcome to Lightning Bug, a celebration of grassroots progressive politics in rural Pennsylvania. We stand for the protection of all people, the environment, and the rights enshrined in our Constitution. We support an informed citizenry and equal opportunity for all to achieve the American dream. We as constituents will hold our elected officials accountable. We are committed to equality, inclusion, acceptance, and fairness. We are lights in the night. We are hope for our future. We are not alone. We are Lightning Bug. Well, hello and welcome everyone back to another episode of Lightning Bug. I'm Dwayne Heisler.
And I'm Jessica Britton. Hi, Dwayne. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm a little vocally tired, though, because of yesterday we had a crazy day down in Harrisburg.
Big day for you, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, I think.
Oh, okay. Leave them wanting more. Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Good call. Need to do.
So today we're going to talk about some things happening locally. Yesterday we had a meeting for the Columbia County Democratic Committee.
We did.
And today we're celebrating. We have a party that we're going to in less than an hour.
Soon.
For Columbia County Indivisible, which is now a part of Action Together.
Yes.
And we'll let people know what that means. And then after that, we're going to talk a little bit about what happened this week at our state capitol on Monday and Tuesday. Maybe we can even talk a little bit about Senate Bill 22.
I'm sure that we can.
We can talk about that because that was happening at the same time. And then I don't think we would have a complete show here if we didn't mention something about the incredible meeting in Singapore.
Yes, which accomplished so much.
So much.
I can't. Or
where do we start?
Not.
I don't know.
It's up in the air. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Get
so
right
we'll,
into
we'll,
it.
We'll check that out. Okay. Good. So yesterday we had a really kind of fun meeting.
We
I
did.
Thought it was a meeting. It was the reorganizational meeting for the Columbia County Democratic Committee.
Yes.
Every 4 years, committee members get elected in Pennsylvania for Democratic county committees.
Right.
And so Columbia County had its election, as the whole state did. And so immediately following that, you need to have an organizational meeting to determine who is your chair, who's on your executive committee, your chair, your vice chair, your treasurer, secretary,
right,
and so forth.
Right.
And gosh, that lasted like a total of 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was not a hotly contested election at all. Everybody in favor? Yep. Okay. And we sort of moved on because everybody is in good places, I think, which is nice.
I think so, too. Now, I heard in other counties it wasn't quite like that.
Oh, really?
There were some free-for-alls and some craziness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and things going on. And it's kind of funny because I always go back to someone from Luzerne County once told me that, and by the way, today is Wednesday. Yeah, June 13th.
Yep.
Someone told me, and this is maybe 2 years ago, oh, you people in Columbia County, you're Canada. It's like, what do you mean we're Canada? And they said, well, because you all get along.
Aww, that's nice.
Like, well, yeah, I don't know if that's really the case, because we know
not,
there's a special place in hell
for those people. For Canada, right? I know. This is the world that we live in right
we'll
now.
We'll get to that later, maybe. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, I thought it went very well.
I thought so, too.
We were making plans because next week we have another meeting to kind of...
It's a kickoff.
It's a kickoff, yeah. It's our county kickoff with pizza, and we're going to get together and look at the various committees, the subcommittees that are available. We'll do some kind of getting to know you exercises.
Right.
There's some valuable information that will be handed out about the county.
Yes.
Like polling locations, some statistics about Democrats and just the electorate.
Where they're located. Yep, exactly.
So it's going to be a really, really great, not only for our new members, but also members that have been around for a while, because we'll
sure.
get to know each other, because we're going to be working really hard going into November.
Yeah, it's a big, big year, and we have a lot of work to do, and we have some great candidates on the ballot, so we're looking to get all of them elected, so we have lots going on.
So what about tonight?
Oh, tonight we have another big event. It's a busy week here. We've got a lot going on. So Columbia County Indivisible has joined Action Together Northeastern PA. Action Together is a regional organization originally built out of Lackawanna, Luzerne, and Susquehanna County. Is
That's
that
right.
correct?
Yeah.
And they have now expanded to add Wayne County and Columbia County, which is where we are here in Bloomsburg. And we're very excited about that development because it gives us, A, the opportunity to work with other progressives in the region, but also it gives us a much bigger voice and gives us a regional identity that we wouldn't have had otherwise. And it's just a lot of resources that we will now have access to, which is hugely important as we move towards the November election.
Yeah, speaking of that, I just dropped off a bunch of brochures that they created as informational for people about voter rights and voter registration.
Great.
And so we have those at the headquarters. We have some merch, so today we're going to play a game and give away some
Action Together
hoodies and t-shirts.
Yeah.
And then, what else do we... Oh, well, and they are a 501c4, so
yes.
That gives us some official structure for raising funds and for electoral work, which is important.
Indeed. And it's just, it's really nice to see, because they reached out to us to come on board.
That's
so
right.
It's nice to see that a larger organization looked at what we were doing in Columbia County, which is relatively small compared to Luzerne and Lackawanna, and said, hey, we really like what you're doing. We'd like you to be on board with what we're doing. We're all working towards the same thing. So let's join forces. So that was quite the compliment to get from a larger group. So I think it's great. I'm
also
excited.
Locally, I'm kind of excited. I had a meeting on yesterday after I ran back from Harrisburg. On Monday, because I was down there for the Poor People's Campaign.
Right.
I ran up to Milton and met with the Northumberland or Upper Northumberland Democracy in Action.
Okay.
They used to be Nasty Women.
Yes.
And they changed their name, a very active group. There are about maybe 15 or so people that were at the meeting.
Okay.
So interested in working together with PA Together.
Great.
And helping with electoral work throughout the Susquehanna Valley.
That's awesome.
And tomorrow I actually have a meeting with the West End Progressives, which is part of Union County.
Yes, yes.
Just outside of Lewisburg, mostly that area.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to do in seeing if those two groups can work together
for
the Susquehanna Valley.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And if we can do some work as well, we kind of have
a nice sized block there.
To be able to do some work up there, too. So
definitely.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So on a state basis, this has been a busy week. Three
it
things
has.
Just pop up. On Monday, we had the Poor People's Campaign in Harrisburg.
Right.
And their theme was built around, you know, having that people deserve good paying jobs.
Right.
Which worked very well then with SEIU and the unions coming yesterday, where they had hundreds of people in the Capitol, in the rotunda. They met at a local church and then marched up the steps of the Capitol, went around the entire Capitol, and came in the back door where the fountain is.
Oh, cool.
Came in through that entrance and
yep.
then walked all the way up to the rotunda and to the steps that were there and filled up the steps.
Great.
I've seen other groups that have been, well, another labor action that was about a year ago where it really, really packed the place. This wasn't quite that, but it did fill the steps and go all the way around.
Right.
It was a very, very large group, hundreds,
right.
like I said. But the chanting that they did was just amazing.
Really?
My ears were ringing.
They
really were.
That's incredible.
In fact, we had legislative visits as part of it, and we went into Senator Gordner's office, who's in leadership and happens to be
our state senator, yes.
And went into his office, and which is way at the far end. So the Senate offices are on the left side,
yep.
and the House offices are on the right when you're coming in through the main entrance
mm-hmm.
and staring at the steps. So we went all the way down that long hall and down, made a left, and went all the way to the corner office. So it was about as far away as you could
right.
get from the rotunda. Unless
without
you went
being
up.
Outside.
Without being outside. And we went in there, and they said, oh my gosh, you're with the purple shirts. Yeah, she said, the door was closed and we heard all that chanting in here.
That's great.
Someone said, what was that? It was the purple shirts.
The purple shirts.
SEIU.
That's
the Service
awesome.
Employees International Union. And so we got to visit in there. He went into session. In fact, they were just called back because they were looking at Senate Bill 22. I know, right? So to catch you up on it, we've talked about it before on here.
We have many times.
That was the redistricting, the bill that was being supported by a number of organizations, including Fair Districts.
Supported, but also by the League of Women Voters and
Common Cause.
Really, really a lot of groups that are just looking to make sure that everybody has access to choose their legislators.
Right. And sadly, for the past 2 weeks or so,
yeah.
It looked like the bill was going to be hijacked by the majority, which is Republicans.
The Republicans, yes.
And there were all these warning signs going up, and there was some division on support for it because of that. Fair Districts kind of hung on to the last moment. And then finally they said that we can no longer support this bill. It's been hijacked. They tried to change it into a bill or add on to it how we select our
judges.
Yeah, because they've been burned by judges because judges have called them out on gerrymandering.
Because they said the redistricting was, the last round of redistricting was unconstitutional, which it was, but they don't like getting caught doing bad things. So now, you know, the attempt was to change that system as well. And it doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it also doesn't look like any real reform is going to come out of this, which is a shame because it's been a long process and now probably have to start over.
They're shifting their focus now to the House to see what we can come up with.
Right.
Of course, withdrawn all their support from this bill, which passed along partisan lines. There were two Republicans who voted against it. But the rest of them were on board. And you know, I have to say, like 2 weeks ago, I was talking with some people, I'm like, have you actually read what's in it? You know, where it was two-thirds of the majority, which is, of course, Republicans, get to choose who's sitting on that commission. And then when the map comes about, two-thirds of them have to accept it. And it just completely wrote out the judiciary,
right?
You know, the courts.
So and no check and balance on that whole process.
I said, do you really, look who's supporting this bill. Do you really think that all these Republicans woke up today and said, you know what? We should have fair districts.
Now we like it.
We're champions for
that
fair
districts. I mean, that would be an amazing phenomenon, but I don't think that happened.
Very unlikely.
So stay tuned for further developments on that.
Yes.
See what happens next.
Definitely. So what we did, on Friday or on Monday was the Poor People's Campaign. They had a good group of people in there. There was some civil disobedience. I did witness two people being carted off by the police.
Okay. Anybody we know?
No.
Just
one of the guys
sure
looked familiar.
Wasn't
to
Linda.
Me, but no. She was there on Tuesday.
Okay.
So shout out to Linda Artley.
Linda Artley, not in jail yet, but she's working on it.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
So, they did some civil disobedience. It was nonviolence. And I wasn't quite sure what happened because I originally thought it was going to happen when they marched up to the People's House. House of Representatives and tried to get in.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's an entrance to that on the second floor, but it happened on the second floor. I was downstairs taking care of other things at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden I heard this roar and this cheering going on. I thought, oh, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then I saw two people coming down the steps with the police, you know, with their hands behind their back, and I thought, okay, they were cheering for them.
Yeah.
And so the process in Harrisburg, at least, if it's something minor like this, like being told to move and they weren't moving, it's probably something like that. You get booked, and in about 2 hours, you're out.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're prepared to deal with that.
Sure.
If that is to
occur. There's always a contingency plan ready to go for that.
But the main thing is that this is a moral issue.
It is a moral issue.
That's what the Poor People's Campaign is about, that this is a that what's happening is something that we should look at in terms of it being a moral issue. And so they made their presence known.
That's amazing. I you know, so much respect for anybody who's willing to put themselves out there like that for anything that they believe in, but for something like this where we're literally saying, you know, people need access to good paying jobs and economic opportunity and economic equality. That's what it's all about. So, you know, props to anybody who's willing to do that.
So then the next day, the unions kind of take that message and lift it up.
Right.
And they had buses coming in from From up here, there was a bus stop up in Dixon City by Scranton. There was one in Wilkes-Barre. There was one in Frackville. Great. There was Reading. There was the Lehigh Valley. There were buses and there were vans from like Pittsburgh, from Philadelphia, several buses from Philadelphia, hundreds of people coming in. I took my car and I had Dennis and Linda Artley and I had Jill Carlson with me.
So that's
we had
great.
A car full of four people going down. And we're not in a union. We just support them because we know the good work that they
do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so we were down there and got down there to the church for orientation. Got to hear some speakers there. Had a little bit of lunch. They brought pizza in for us. And then we went to our first legislative visits. And we went to David Millard's office. We went to Kurt Mosser's office, which is my representative.
Right, right.
And then we went to the rally, and which was so loud and incredible, and very uplifting. And then went to Gordner's office. And, you know, just kind of we were meeting people in the halls. I knew some of the legislators that were there, so I was introducing them to people, to people with the union. And, you know, here's a point that I was thinking about. When we were in orientation, Lisa Frank, who is a leader from the healthcare, SEIU Healthcare, Service Employees International Union Healthcare, which is the largest nursing union in the state.
Right.
She made a comment, and it's kind of sticking with me, and I knew this was the case, but I'm just thinking about it, that, you know, it's because of unions that we were able to be there, and it sounds weird, like a catch-22, like we were there for unions, but fact is that in many of these contracts, unions negotiate so that they can have time to speak to their legislators.
Yeah, which just shows how important it is.
Well, if they're not doing it, like, the average person can't do it because they're working and they can't get down there.
Exactly.
And they don't have a contract that says you should be able to fight for your rights.
Yeah.
Your rights for childcare, your rights for safety on the job, your rights for making more than minimum wage. You don't have an opportunity to do that because you're too busy just trying to make ends meet.
Yep.
So it's unions that are lifting that kind of voice up.
For sure.
Exactly. And so, you know, thinking about it in those terms, if there were no unions, you wouldn't have that voice.
Absolutely. And, you know, I come from, I work in the restaurant industry where it's so the opposite of that.
Right.
And so, you know, I look at that sort of structure that is supportive of its workers and just think, oh my gosh, that's the model. You know, that is the model. And you see so many people who have a lot of opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise if they weren't in the unions. So I think it's great.
Right. So it was a very uplifting day. I'm always so thrilled to be with people from Columbia County Indivisible Action Together.
Yeah.
They are just so cool and willing to stand up for these things. Oh, yeah. There were also, so Moms Demand Action was there. So we saw our friends from over in Lewisburg,
up
in Lycoming County. And the day before for the Poor People's Campaign, there was a Penn Garvin was there, who's one of the leaders over there, and also Ann Keeler Evans
was there.
And they were wearing safety vests, and they were helping to direct people to keep them safe when they're crossing the street. And of course they would do that,
of course, absolutely.
This is who they are. She's a minister, right?
Yeah. And so, well, it just shows how how strong and just how impressive this group of progressives is in a region that is usually looked at as not being very progressive as a whole. So it's just, we have an awesome network here, and it's really exciting to see that play out away from home and in Harrisburg.
Yeah, and
you
come
know?
Alive, right?
Yep, exactly.
We're looking at things, and it's only going to become more alive as we continue to grow and build the infrastructure, moving with momentum towards and capacity towards towards the election.
Definitely.
So there's some local news, there's some state news, and so, gosh, let's go to the other side of the world.
Do we have to?
I don't think we have
to.
Did anything happen?
Not really.
Was there any there?
I don't think so. So our esteemed president met with Kim Jong-un from North Korea, and they accomplished what exactly?
They're going to meet again, right?
Yeah, they're going to meet again.
But they're not sure when, and they wasn't sure.
There weren't really any plans made that would help anything. And I...
Dennis Rodman was there.
Dennis Rodman was there.
Yes, and he cried, right?
He did. He was very happy, sad. I don't know.
You end up...
Well, sometimes just Dennis Rodman just shows up.
Player crying,
which can't be great. So now, here's the thing. Dwayne, if you've got tears in Singapore.
We should call it. That's our title for today.
Beautiful. I love it.
He was so moved.
So, by something. I don't know what. But just in case, do you have your scorecard in front of you, Dwayne?
Yes.
Okay, so we are now friends with North Korea.
Okay. Korea.
Right.
This is the friend list.
Friends, yes. And
we have to put Russia there too, right?
Well, obviously, but then we knew they're, I think they're family. But we are no longer friends with.
No more. We're not using the other friends anymore. Non-friends. Okay.
Canada.
Oh, there's a special place in hell for them.
Yeah. I don't know where it is. I think north, probably. Well, that would make sense, Canada. That's perfect.
Canada.
Yeah, not friends with Canada anymore because Prime Minister, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Justin Trudeau.
I met him.
What?
Yeah, I did. I was up in Quebec with Chris and Darren and Jen from here in Bloomsburg. Mm-hmm. And it just happened. This always happens to us. Whenever we go somewhere, something's going on. And it happened to be Pride Week there.
Okay.
And so, of course, he was marching in Pride Week.
Aww.
So it was like, hi. I mean, look,
we didn't have coffee or anything like that. We were just hanging out.
And saw.
But that's awesome.
It was the distance between us that we were to him.
Right.
I mean,
that's
right
very
there,
cool.
So. Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, now I'm just jealous. But anyway, well, we're not friends with him anymore. So
no, not anymore.
You need to call him and tell him, listen, sorry, but it's over. We're not hanging out anymore because we don't like Canada.
So, and what was that's over the trade deals? Was it milk or
it's,
what was?
It's over the fact
wait,
that Canada. And then they made Dennis Rodman cry, and now we're upset. No, it was the Canadian Prime Minister was sticking to his guns and saying that if ridiculous sanctions and restrictions were placed on other countries, then
the trade war.
Canada would place restrictions and sanctions on the United States. And so because he had the nerve to not waffle.
Oh, yeah,
there it is.
I'm talking about waffle, the whole North Korea, it's on, it's off.
Are we going? Are we not going? We're going. We're friends. We're not friends.
Maybe that's what really upset Dennis Rodman, and that's why he began the crime.
He just wants everybody to get along, Dwayne.
That's Rodney. Yeah, from California.
Why can't we all get along? Okay.
That was the famous quote by Rodney King.
Yes.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, that's right? A whole other can of worms.
Dennis Rodman, Rodney King.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're going off in another area there. No, that's okay.
Because we've accomplished so much.
We have. Yeah. Well, and what I love is that the same administration that was so excited to destroy the Iran nuclear deal, which had been worked on for years, literally for years, through, you know, proper diplomatic process, not just on a whim.
Right.
You know, President Obama didn't call up Iran and say, hey, I'm coming over, and you're not going to have nuclear weapons anymore. That's not how that worked. You know, it was done, you know, in a legitimate way, but that has to go because it wasn't perfect, which doesn't make any sense. No deal is perfect, but that's, you know, you would think art of the deal and all that, you would understand that. But this is being touted as some diplomatic miracle when nothing has been accomplished yet. You know, would I love to see North Korea denuclearize? Yes.
Right.
Do I think that's going to happen because of this? No. Because tomorrow, Donald Trump could decide that he's upset about something that North Korea did, and the whole thing's back off again. So it's just frustrating to see these things happening, you know, and see the President of the United States going out of his way to insult our allies and finding ways to cozy up to leaders from North Korea and Russia and these other dictators.
So what were some of the things he said to describe Kim Jong-un? I mean, what were some of the words? Like, before he was like Rocket Man, right?
Oh, yeah, Rocket Man.
But now he's like, wasn't he like, he's talented?
Yeah.
He loves his country.
He's a very smart guy.
Oh, yeah.
He said something along those lines that I don't have a quote in front of me. Or I should pull up his Twitter account.
Person.
But I don't want to. just praising him left and right from what I am remembering. But again, we're looking at someone who rules over a country that is in, you know, a terrible economic state. This is a dictator. This isn't...
Whoa. Breaking news.
Whoa. What is happening right now?
I just saw this quote here, so I should let me turn that down.
That's,
Yeah, so there's this quote that's here right now where it says, "Getting a good picture, everyone." This is by Trump telling photographers, "Getting a good picture, everybody. We look so nice and handsome and thin and perfect."
Rocket Man. Oh my God. This is so embarrassing.
I had to click on it. I'm sorry.
It's so embarrassing all the time. But now happening. we do have new breaking news is that we have breaking news music here on Lightning Bug.
Yeah.
Just starting today. But yeah, so you look at the whole situation and just think, okay, we've accomplished nothing. We've managed to make, you know, everyone in the G7 has been insulted because Trump decided to peace out early because he was mad and he didn't get his way like a little child. And again, we're now buddies with North Korea.
So is this, I know the bar is always so low, right? There we are meeting with a dictator who kills relatives.
Yep. Kills his relatives and any political opponents.
And, you know,
yep.
Has all these people in, you know, locked away forever.
Yep.
But so the bar is so low that, you know, I guess there were no nuclear explosions and no one declared war.
Yep.
And no one's, you know, just like, left in a huff. Like, there was no real... There was nothing.
No substance.
Like, I know, yeah. but now it's like, was it a success? Because they got to know each other, sort of, for that time.
Yeah,
and so, are they going to be like, look, the world didn't explode. Everyone was afraid. What could go wrong, right?
Right.
And, but none of that happened.
It didn't.
But then,
which is good. I mean, don't get me wrong. We support not having nuclear collisions and nuclear attacks. But... what was accomplished? I don't know. Hard to say.
I'm
kind
of scratching my head.
Yeah. Yeah, we got nothing.
Yeah, we don't have anything. So, anything to add to that? I mean, I'm still dumbfounded by the whole thing.
I think
it just seemed like such a circus. I was driving, and at the point where I didn't even hear anything about Dennis Rodman, and then I'm driving, and Andrea Mitchell was on MSNBC,
right.
And I had that on my car, and I hear this just in. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of circus?
Yeah, well, and circus, I think, is the right word for so many things that are happening in politics at this point. So, yeah, I don't think we know. I don't think we will know for a while if there are any real, if there is any real progress to come out of this.
So, we did agree, though, to not have our exercises anymore with South Korea. Like, we were going to put a hold on that.
Yes.
But then he kind of backtracked on that and said, well, if we don't continue our dialogue, then we will go back to that.
Right. So, like, nothing really.
No, yeah. That was just because people thought he was weak for giving him that. North Korea didn't have to do anything. He just had to show up.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great deal if
Chinese
you can. Yeah, right. You know, that's great if you can just show up and be like, oh, no, everything's fine, but that's just not how reality works. So we'll see. We'll see what happens coming soon. Hopefully not too soon, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, we did have a little bit of a waffle there with the whole North Korea, so
we
just give a shout out for that.
Just, yeah, small waffle.
And I think, you could probably speak for all millennials on this, right?
Yeah, I'll just go ahead and say that in this situation, as a sort of quasi-millennial, I'm happy to be a chicken in this situation because I am deathly afraid of dying in a nuclear attack. So, I'm all for not having nuclear war, but I don't really think this is going to help the situation. So, that's where I'm at.
Okay, so how about we end with something that's fun?
Okay.
We worked on a game show that we're going to be doing at tonight's party.
We are.
And it's called How Bad Is Barletta?
Yeah.
So Lou Barletta is currently our congressman. In the old district lines, and he's currently running for Senate as well.
For the United States Senate.
And so we're putting together a game show, and we have like a wheel, we have like a little bell here for for our game show. And so we have a series of questions that are multiple choice answers. And so since we're doing this game show tonight, and this won't be up and running online.
Yeah, we won't be giving away any answers if we do it now.
So these questions may change depending on how well they go here. So
right.
Question number one. Lou Barletta voted to repeal the ACA, the Affordable Care Act. However, he threatened not to vote for the repeal because, A, he believes all Americans should have affordable health care for their families. B, he wanted to include prohibitions against undocumented immigrants for health insurance tax credits. C, he had no idea that the ACA was Obamacare. D, he was worried about losing his own dental insurance benefits.
I mean, I think that's a solid D on that answer, because as we have mentioned before, those teeth, man, that's got to take a lot of upkeep. Those things are,
I think people are going to go with D.
Are not natural. Yeah. And I wouldn't, if I were him, I wouldn't want to lose my dental benefits either. No, so that's big. That's big. Yeah.
Okay, question number two. Lou Barletta tweeted, he actually tweeted this, quote, every child has a right to life. We should cherish every child as a blessing. And this was in response to, A, when Congress let CHIP funding expire in September of 2017. B, Planned Parenthood videos widely discredited 2 years prior. C, when he remembered he had an illegitimate child in Florida. Or D, when he saw Home Alone again, too, for the first time.
Well, I think that it's D. Let me tell you why. Because Kevin McAllister, unfortunately, has to meet Donald Trump in Home Alone, too. And that is terrifying for any kid.
He does meet Trump, doesn't he?
He does. Oh, my gosh. I think that's what happened there. That's why he's worried about the children.
Okay, question number three. Of the 8,571 crimes reported in Hazleton between 2001 and 2006, how many were committed by immigrants of questionable status? Now, just a little bit of background information. That was where Lou Barletta was mayor.
Yes.
So out of the 8,571, how many were committed? How many of those crimes were committed by immigrants of a questionable status? So answer A is 8,570. I guess there was one white dude. I don't know.
One white guy was a problem.
Yeah, he was a problem. So out of 8,571 crimes, how many were of immigrants of questionable status? Is it B, 10,501?
Because someone's overachieving there.
There we go, yeah. Is it C, 20? Is it D, 3.14159?
Wait a second.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Is that pie?
It is pie.
It might be pie.
It's pie. Okay. Yeah, that's not.
Maybe that's not the answer.
I don't think they're questioning. Is pie? Well, we are questioning pie.
Yeah.
It never ends.
True.
Okay. All right. Or is it E? 3,171. And that number happens to be the percentage of the Latinx population at that time.
Yeah, so the proportional percentage of the population with the number of crimes committed.
Right.
So what do we think it is? I think, personally, I think that out of 8,571, I think that it was 8,570, and then there was just one other problematic person. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I
think we should let our listeners know the actual number was really 20.
20, so but that's way less.
I love the whole idea of undocumented fears, people yep. who have fear of immigration, and look
Definitely.
At that number. Out of 8,575, only 20 had a questionable
right.
Status when it came to immigration.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
This is what really angers me, that kind of crap.
Yeah, so, those stereotypes are really, really dangerous.
Well, speaking of that, so Lou Barletta is actually on the FAIR Advisory Board. And no, I'm not talking about the Bloomsburg FAIR.
Right.
FAIR is an organization.
And it's not really FAIR.
No, it's not. It's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Sounds pretty good, right? So let's talk about some of the things they do or they have done. So A, so that's the question here. What has the FAIR done or what do they do? A, they worked to eliminate the 14th Amendment protections for babies born in the U.S. Or is it B, their leaders have ties to white supremacist groups? Is it C, they published a map on their website titled, Is the Border Crisis Coming to a Town Near You? And this was targeting unaccompanied children fleeing violence in South America.
Oof, boy, that's a tricky one. Is this a trick question, Dwayne?
Is it all of the above?
You know what else we could have listed, and I just thought of this, we could have also listed that they're designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as a hate group.
We should add that to B.
We could.
Fair leaders have ties to white supremacist group, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
Let's do a bonus then.
Oh, bonus fun.
So Fair has a legislative arm that's called the State Legislators for Legal Immigration.
Uh-huh.
Which famous PA legislator is the leader of this group? Ooh, do you need a hint?
I don't know, Dwayne. Who was it?
Let me give you a hint. Don't touch me, I'm married.
Ooh! Daryl Metcalf.
That's right.
Proving yet again
that he is quite terrible. He is quite terrible.
An embarrassment to the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so...
Yay!
All right, so, yay. So that's going to be our little game, and hopefully we'll have some fun with it. So, and hopefully you did, too. So we talked a little bit about the local Columbia County Democratic Committee and the Columbia County Indivisible celebrating tonight for joining Action Together. We talked about a busy first half of the week with the Poor People's Campaign, with standing up for working people with the unions and Senate Bill 22. And then we went into the Nothing Burger. That was the North Korea
summit.
It did bring someone to tears in Singapore.
I mean, Dennis Rodman is really moved by the progress that we've made.
Right. And then we had our little game show of how bad is Barletta. So thank you for joining us. I would like to say that we are lights in the night. We are hope for our future. We are not alone. We are Lightning Bug.